In late July, the EPA put forward a proposed 404C determination that includes significant restrictions on the developers of the proposed Pebble Mine. Specifically, the EPA wants to restrict the discharge of dredged or fill material from the Pebble deposit if the mine would result in the loss of 5 or more miles of salmon-bearing streams, the loss of over 1.1 thousand acres of wetlands, lakes, and ponds that connect with salmon-bearing streams, or stream flow alteration over 20% of the daily flow in 9 or more miles of salmon-bearing streams. In an effort to better inform stakeholders about the proposal, the EPA held a webinar on the 9th of September. Margo Young, the EPA's project manager, outlined many of the steps the agency took before putting forward the proposed 404C determination. That includes the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment that specifically studied the Nooshiegek and Quijack River watersheds.
The information our scientists gathered and analyzed in the assessment showed clearly that a mine at the Pebble Deposit would pose significant risks to the fragile, unique, and unparalleled ecosystem that produces the greatest salmon fishery in the world.
The Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was used as the basis for the EPA's decision back in February to start the formal process to use its 404C authority included in the Federal Clean Water Act. Then in late July, the agency released their proposed determination that is now open for public comment. During last week's webinar, the EPA's Margo Young stressed that the submitted comments will help inform the agency's next step.
After reviewing all of the public comments, EPA Region 10 will decide whether to withdraw the proposed restrictions or forward a recommended determination to EPA headquarters for a final determination affirming, modifying, or rescinding the recommended determination.
The EPA's proposed 404C determination is specifically focused on the proposed Pebble Mine and the mining claims north of Lake Iliamna held by the Pebble Limited Partnership. This was reiterated by Margo Young during last week's webinar. She says the proposed restrictions would not apply to other proposed mines in the Bristol Bay region or other areas of Alaska.
They are very specific to the Pebble Deposit and are geographically limited to mine claims surrounding the deposit owned or controlled by Northern Dynasty Minerals and its affiliates. Our proposed determination is only about development of the Pebble Mine and its potential effects on an incredibly important subsistence and commercial fishery area. Ultimately, we're proposing these protections under the 404C process because the science tells us that it is appropriate to use Section 404C of the Clean Water Act to protect the delicate ecological balance that supports the world's greatest salmon fishery and one of the last best intact salmon ecosystems on the planet. The protections simply do not apply anywhere else or to any other activity.
EPA's proposed 404C determination is based on the available data about large-scale mining and the information that the Pebble Limited Partnership has made public and shared with the agency. Young stressed the proposed determination is the result of assumptions about the normal development and operation of the Pebble Mine and not on the impacts if something goes wrong.
Accidents and failures are still a concern. Certainty as to whether severe accidents or failures, such as a wastewater treatment plant failure or tailings dam failure, could be adequately prevented over a management horizon of centuries or even in particularly in remote areas subject to climate extremes. If such events were to occur, they would have profound ecological ramifications. Last month's failure of the mine on the Fraser River in British Columbia graphically illustrates that these kinds of catastrophic accidents can occur, even at modern mines and in countries with environmentally protective regulations.
The deadline to comment on the EPA's proposed 404C determination is 8 p.m. this Friday night. There are several different ways to comment, and details can be found on the EPA's Bristol Bay website. Those who do comment are asked to reference the appropriate docket number. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.